Which if it is.
It's not.
But I'm just, yeah.
Liberty, Missouri.
Okay. And we don't have any other properties under that name, to your knowledge? Okay. This is one of the large ones out of Chateau Cove.
Yeah.
And is there a valuation argument on
no.
this one?
No. Mm-mm.
Okay, also same discrimination and okay. Is that if we mix use classification, you still want that. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Unless the assessor has any different information as to BOE 345.
Mm-hmm. Nope, I only show them with one.
Okay. As to BOE 345, I would make a motion that we deny the discrimination claim and to classify as mixed use, 25% commercial, 75% residential.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes.
And then the last one, you were going to be calling today, which you still can. He was expecting a call at 1 o'clock, so I don't know how that's going to play out. But I'm also listed on it.
And I was going to ask you about that.
He only owns one property.
This is?
256.
Yes. It said change to teleconference. Okay.
But I am on it, listed.
Okay. Does he need to be called or doesn't he?
We could do it now or you could call him.
Is this?
Well, I just, do you, is there any kind of representation letter?
Yes, that's correct. One heart.
If you've got a representation letter, I mean, I can do it with you here.
Let's just do that. Probably be easier because he was expecting to call at 1 and it's a little after 1.
But did he call in though?
Yes, he did.
Okay, I better call him, guys.
Okay.
He did call in, right?
He emails, been going back and forth via email. Are you Stephanie?
No, I'm Jennifer.
Hi, Jennifer.
Cameron.
Hello, this is Cameron.
Cameron, David Akers, Taney County BOE. I'm sorry I'm calling late. We have the bud standing in front of us. Since you called in, we wanted to go ahead and call you. Do you have a second?
I do.
Okay. It's my understanding that this is the only property that you have down here. Is that my understanding?
Yes, sir. It's the only property I have in Missouri.
Okay. And have you already been told that about our decision that we made a few years ago regarding these and their nightly rental problem or property, I assume?
It's about the 25-75 split.
Correct. Yeah, so you've already kind of been told about that. That's what we've been doing. If you just own one property that we have been and they're put into a nightly rental program, doesn't apply if you have long-term leases or it's used for some other purpose, but if it's in a nightly rental, then we have been doing this 25% commercial, 75% residential. And
assessor.
I think there was also, on this one, was there also a discrimination claim or anything or value? Do you know?
We're just making sure that we're doing the taxes with a 25-75 split. And also I had to call in to confirm that I have one home, what this is about.
Okay. Right. I just wanted to make sure what your appeal said because there's other boxes. Can you scroll that up, please? Sorry, I'm talking to him.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Could you scroll that up? Okay, so you've got it on discrimination. Do you want to, are you withdrawing the discrimination claim if we change the classification to the mixed use, or do you want us to go ahead and deny that as part of this?
Sorry, you broke out for a second. Can you repeat that, please?
Do you want us to go ahead and rule on the discrimination claim if we go ahead and change the classification to mixed use, or do you want to withdraw the discrimination claim?
Which one goes with the 25-75 split?
That's just a change in classification. The only advantage to changing, if you want us to rule on the discrimination, you could still appeal that issue to the State Tax Commission if you wanted to, along with classification if you wanted to. But if you withdraw it, then you can't appeal the discrimination claim. But I don't know if you plan to appeal if we change the classification to the mixed use. Yes. The assessor wants to say something.
Yeah, I have a question. this is in our system as belonging to the BUDS because it says over the Ozarks, but it's got that address for mailing taxes to. So is that one of your properties also? Are you related?
It's Cameron's property. And he lives in Texas. He's our son.
Okay. As long as he owns the property.
He owns the property, and it's the only one that he owns here. He did own one years ago, and he sold it.
That's the question I asked just a second ago. I said, I was trying to tell you, it's okay as long as they own it, okay? I mean, as far as our ruling goes. All right. Do you want him to keep the discrimination claim?
It doesn't matter because that one was not on the profile, so no, he doesn't need to.
And so you have something that proves.
Okay, did you hear? Did you hear that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
I can faintly hear y'all.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure. Your parents indicated that if we're going to change it, this is the only one that you own, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and if we change this to a mixed-use classification, which is 25% commercial, 75% residential, they said it was up to you whether you wanted to keep the discrimination claim and. Is that right? Is that what you said to me? I just want to make sure that I'm relaying the information correctly.
If I'm understanding correctly, the only way it can be appealed is if we keep the discrimination claim.
If you want to appeal the discrimination,
gotcha.
You have to keep it.
I'm with you. No, we don't need to keep the discrimination claim.
Okay.
No.
Is that okay with you?
Yes, sir.
Cameron, okay. All right. So for the record, claim of discrimination has been withdrawn. I would make a motion on BOE 256 to change the classification to 25% commercial, 75% residential mixed use.
Second.
Have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. Okay.
The reason is because he lives in Texas and he moves every 6 months. So we just said, make your address here.
Do we have any other... Besides the two we've tabled, I think we've ruled on everything for you guys.
Yeah, we're done.
Okay. Mr. Boone is here.
Now, I would applaud. I'm the only one in the room.
Yeah.
Good. How are you?
Hey, Dan, I've got some very important advice before you come up here. Do not lean on this podium. Goodness gracious, I almost picked up
some. Well, I would have been on the other side. In fact, I remember you guys came by.
I thought that was a
good to see you guys. Yeah. Thanks for coming.
Yes, thank you. Thank you again for coming in.
Pardon?
Did you get the paperwork back yet?
I think they did.
I'm sorry, which one?
The 250 that was actually scheduled for the 27th, and you were getting ready to put a motion on that.
Oh.
Okay. That's their residence. They're claiming that as their residence. Or the second home.
I thought the 250 was for the mixed classification, is it not?
Or wait.
Okay, what is 250?
250 is the...
We might need to grab them.
One's a bed and breakfast and one's a...
No, the bed and breakfast was another one. I don't know what 250 was.
I'm trying to find it.
Should we take a recess and try to grab them because we need to know what 250 is? I just need to make sure.
250.
Are you saying 2023-250?
No, they said it was the one that they wanted to. It was 212-500. It was the one.